All right, our reading will be taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse number 10. Please follow along as I am reading from the New Revised Standard Version. And it reads, "But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace towards me has not been in vain." Amen. Now I want you to turn to your neighbor, grab your neighbor by the hand, look your neighbor square in the eye, look your neighbor square in the eye, and say, "Neighbor, God did it. Neighbor, God did it." Amen. You may be seated. We have entitled our message, as we said, "God Did It." Now, it's interesting because I just wonder how many folk in church today are feeling as though they are undeserving, and how God is using and blessing you. Reason being that you feel this way is because of some of the stuff in your past. You ever go to the garbage can and you took the lid off of it and going to put something else in there? And when you took the lid off of it, boy, that thing was just a stinking. And then you had to think about, what in the world did I put in the garbage? Well, in many ways, that's how some of us see our past. Our past is such that whenever we go back and we look at it, it has a stench about it. And because of that, it in so many ways has hinder us from allowing God to have his full potential to come out of our lives because of what we did on yesterday. But Sister Fee, you know what the kicker is? The kicker is when you are now in church with folk who knew you back then and look at how God is using you and wanting to use you now, you feel even more undeserving because now them folk know what you used to be. Now, since they know what you used to be, and now you see them in church, do y'all just look at each other real quick and give a good morning and keep moving? Or do y'all just get engaged in empty conversation because of how uncomfortable you feel about what you have done in your past? But let me let you in on a secret. There is not one person in this place who, if given the choice, wouldn't mind going back and changing something about their past. I don't care how holy you are right now. I don't care how many scriptures you can recite right now. I don't care how you speak in tongues and do whatever you do. Everybody in here, if given the opportunity, would like to go back and erase something off their past. And because that happened back then, for some reason, it's not allowing you to be all you can be right now. But look at your neighbor and say, "Neighbor, there's good news." Because I want you to know, let's look at Paul. Paul was somebody. Because when you look at chapter 15, what is going on here? is dealing with the resurrection of Christ. Some folks say the resurrection didn't happen, or there's no such thing. But Paul here was teaching them that the resurrection was real. He said, because when Jesus got up from the grave, Cephas saw him, that's Peter, the 12 disciples saw him, and we see that 500 folks saw him, even his brother James saw him, and least of all, I saw him. Yeah. And what Paul goes on to say is that, yes, he is an apostle. And that, yes, the Lord is blessing him. But I want you to know that you got to remember what kind of man Paul was before he started praising and preaching the gospel. You see, you got to know that he was somebody who did all he could do to try to turn the lights off in the church, close the doors in the church, knock the walls down in the church, because he felt that there was no need for a church, that what they were doing was blaspheming against God, which means that they were working against God. But truth be told, they weren't working against God. He was. And because of what he did, he made more enemies. You know, it ain't like Facebook today. Somebody make you mad, you can post their picture out there so everybody can see. Throw them out there on Instagram, Snapchat. You pick it. You can put it out there. But back then, they didn't have none of that stuff. But everybody heard about Saul. Who is Paul? Who did his best to shut down the church. This man did all that. But that same man that attempted to tear down the church, Brother Chester, is the one man who wrote more New Testament books in the Bible. Do you realize that nobody wrote more books in the New Testament than Paul? And Reverend Rhodes, how is it that God can take a man who lived like this and use him in a mighty fashion, Deacon Booth? I just don't understand how the Lord can take something that was a hell raiser and use him to praise the name of Jesus. Well, I'm glad you asked, because the answer is right there in verse number 10. You see, because he talked about what he was in the prior verses. But then he comes back and starts off verse number 10 with that word. And that word is called what? But. And but is a conjunction that's letting you know I'm about to turn the corner because I'm going in a different direction. He says, I know what kind of man I was. But he had something to say. He said, but by the grace of God. Oh, I got to stop right there. Do you realize that not one of us up in here could sit here if we not had received the grace of God? Sister Sarah, you couldn't sing God's praises if God hadn't showed you his what? You see, I want you to know that Sister Dawes, you back there ushering, you couldn't usher unless God showed you some. Sister Jackie, you couldn't even sit up here and fan yourself unless God has showed you some. Oh, do you understand what grace is? You see, because all of us have fallen short of the glory and honor of God. All of our righteousness in his presence is like filthy rags. But I thank God that he did not hold our past against us. But the Lord showed us what? What has God done? God has taken our sins of our past and removed them from us. As far as the east is from the west. To go from Virginia to California is roughly 3,000 miles. So that's a good ways, because we are on the what coast? East. California is on the what? Well, I want you to know that the Lord will remove your sin from you further than some 3,000 miles. Oh, somebody gonna work with me. You and I have to recognize what God has done is doing and will do in our lives. Sister Freeman, I want you to understand that everybody might know something about us. And then everybody might look at us and wonder, how in the world are you in church? Well, guess what? We can all just smile at him and just say, it's called grace.
Yeah.
You see, I realize that. Can I just be real with you for a second? The one thing I ain't never want to be was no preacher. Matter of fact, I ain't even want to be have a part of the church. I ain't want to be bothered with the church. You see, but what God did was look past my own stupidity. And what the Lord did was bless me anyhow. And what the Lord did is he showed me some. And I want you to understand that rather than you sitting there and shriveling up because you're mad about what you've done in your past, I want you to understand something. Your past happened on yesterday, but it's left up to you today to embrace the grace of God. Sit there with your head up high, recognizing and realizing, I know I ain't all that a bag of chips and two sodas and a shake on the side, but I do realize that God has showed me some. You know, and since I've got grace, I'm going to praise God in this place. I'm going to do what God has called me to do, because I couldn't do it unless God showed me some. And since God has showed me some grace, God said he ain't holding my past up against me. He ain't throwing no stones at me. What God is throwing at me, it is called what? So when I think about some of the stupid stuff I done in my life, sometimes it'll bring you to tears. Because when we look at what we were and we look at where we are right now, we know it is nothing but the what? Grace of God. Imagine Paul, y'all. Let me just take you back to Paul first. Imagine Paul when he started preaching the gospel. Imagine Deacon Wiley, the number of folk that would look at him and suck their teeth. Imagine the number of people, Mike, that look at him and say, I don't know why he up there saying what he's saying. You see, because I know what kind of man he is. I know what he did to the church. I know all this and I know all that. But you know, the amazing thing is we got some know-it-alls in the church, don't we? We got some folk who think they know you better than you know yourself. They can sit there and run the gambit of all the stuff that you've done. And you know, the amazing part is that they're able to sit there and run you down, then they must have been around with you while you was running them streets. But we ain't going to go there, are we? Oh, hallelujah. But the reality is there's always somebody who wants to run you down because they are a know-it-all and think they know everything about you. But the one thing that they have forgotten is that God has now showed you some. Don't you know without the grace of God? I look at somebody, I look at Paul and how he stood up and how he was sharing the gospel and how there was always some folk whispering, saying, I don't know what he up there talking about. I don't know what he's saying. But you know, we got a little bit more sophisticated today. You see, Remember Rhodes, you know, we ain't got to whisper it now. We just grab our smartphone. And we just go to our smartphones and go to text, and we start texting folk. Got our heads down and got folk thinking that we sitting there trying to pray, but we ain't praying about nothing. We just sitting there texting, saying, I can't believe such and such up there singing that solo, because I know how they are. I know what they done. I can't believe they made such and such a deacon up there, because I know what their lives used to look like and what they used to do in their lives. You see, we ain't got to whisper no more. We just... Are you going to work with me this morning? So could you imagine how Paul had been feeling about his own life? I could imagine that one day Paul had a breakthrough, because every time he went somewhere to be used by the Lord to establish a church, he would go to places where he would go to the Gentiles. The reason why he went to the Gentiles
was because everybody else knew something about him. So he figured, well, if I go to folk who don't know me, then I'll be able to get the message across without them wanting to talk about my past. But I want you to know, don't you know the enemy is on your track? That when you think you're going somewhere where you don't know nobody and nobody knows you, the enemy always finds a way to run you down. But it's left up to you to do something about it. And I believe Paul was getting a little flustered because wherever he would go to establish a church, here come them folk again to let them know, I can't believe y'all going to listen to Paul, Brother Clark, because of the fact that he ain't really who he is. That brother suspect, he playing games with y'all. He ain't saying who he really is, because what he's trying to get you to do is lift up Jesus. There was a time he was trying to tear down Jesus. And I believe that Paul came to the realization, and God gave Paul his breakthrough. And the breakthrough that the Lord told him is that, Paul, you did not choose me, but I chose you. And I want you to know that when I died on the cross, you weren't worthy at the time, but I didn't die for you because of what you are. I died for you to let you know what you can become, because I'm the one who's going to remove the sin from your life. I'm the one that's going to bring light to the darkness. I'm the one that's going to take you from a negative to a positive. I'm the one who took you when you were down, and I'm going to lift you up. I'm the one who made you whole again. I'm the one that will wipe your tears. I'm the one that's showing you grace and mercy. You didn't pick me, but I chose. And you know what? How I know Paul got his breakthrough? Because now what is the breakthrough? Meaning that you're no longer stuck right where you are. Right. That you're able to move forward, yeah, because you have received the power from the word of God. Yeah. Because the word of God has power. Yeah. How many folk know God's word has power? Yeah. How many folk know God's word will heal? How many folk know God's word will deliver? How many folk know God's word will turn you around? How many folk know that when the word of God is spoken, it'll cause everything else to stand still around it? I tell you, all you got to do is stand on the word of God. That's right. And when you do, that's when you get your breakthrough. And I want you to know this is what Paul's breakthrough was. Paul said in verse number 10, he says, and I'll read it one more time, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. Now I got to stop right there. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, no more. You see, now, why had you say that? You ain't got to apologize for what God is doing in your life. You ain't got to apologize about how the Lord is blessing you. You know, you might have been shiftless. You might have been some of this. You might have been some of that. But guess what? All of us have been some of this and been some of that. And I want you to understand that the Lord has now showed you what? Favor. And now that God has showed you favor, he has now elevated you. He has now blessed you. He has now empowered you. He has taken you to higher heights. And since God has done all that in your life, you look at some folk who might have been in church longer than you. You look at some folk who might have been there since they were a teenager, but you ain't come back until you got in your 30s or your 40s. But look at how the Lord has moved you forward. You got to stop apologizing for what God has done for you, because God has showed you favor. And yes, favor ain't fair. And if the Lord has called you to do something in ministry, and you wondering like, Lord, I don't think you really mean me, do you? Because, Lord, you know how I used to be. And you know when the folk look at me, you know they're going to try to remember what I was. They ain't going to talk about what I am or what you are using me to do. They're going to, all they want to talk about is what I did on yesterday. But, Lord, so you're really sure about that? And the Lord said, yes, I'm sure about that, because I'm showing you what? Grace. And since I'm showing you grace, don't worry about what everybody else say. Don't worry about what everybody else do. You just go forward and move forward in how I am blessing you. And when you move forward in how I am blessing you, when folk come and ask you, how are you doing this and why are you doing that? And you just say, God did it. Oh, somebody going to work with me. You see, I understand that some folk ain't happy in how the Lord is blessing you. And they want to look at you and suck their teeth and roll their eyes and talk about you. And when somebody get up enough courage to say, well, how are you doing what you're doing? You say, well, God did it. You see, because I ain't had nothing to do with it. Because, you know, I was stuck out there doing my own stuff. Sin was kicking my butt. And I thought I was happy in the sin. But God came along. He picked me up. He turned me around and looked at me now. I tell you, I ain't praising myself. I'm going to give God the glory, the honor, and the praise. Why? Because God did it. Do I got a witness in God's house? Anybody know that you wouldn't be where you are if it had not been for the Lord? I tell you, it was nobody but who? God did it, didn't he, my brothers and sisters? You see, that's enough for us to praise God for. Because hasn't he brought us a mighty long way? Haven't folk wrote us off? Haven't other folk laughed at us? Haven't others dismissed us? But I'm here to tell you today that God what? Now, this is where it gets interesting. Paul says, I could have read even further. He says, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. Right? And he says, and his grace towards me has not been in vain. And then he goes on to let folk know, I work hard. And you know what, Nessus, what Paul is sharing with them as he's sharing with us? You know what Paul is saying? Don't waste it. Don't waste what God has given you. Don't throw it away. Don't just go halfway with it. Go all the way with what God has given you. Because God has been mighty good to you. And since he's been good to you, he wants you to take what he's called you to do, and he wants you to do it to the utmost. I don't care how many folk look at you, Deacon Jones, and roll their eyes and suck their teeth. You be the best that you can be. Amen. Amen. So whatever God is calling you to do in the church, he says he wants you to do it to the utmost. Because you're not doing it so that folk can give you a good review. You are doing it because you know that one day you're going to go before the Father and the Son. And what you want to hear them say to you is, well done, my good and faithful servant. You see, I want you to understand, in order for you and I to be good servants, we got to get ourselves out the way. We cannot focus on what we did on yesterday. Because I want you to know that if we focus on yesterday, it becomes an anchor in our today. And it will stop us from lifting up our hands and giving God the glory, the honor, and the praise. But what I'm here to tell you today, my brothers and my sisters, that Paul right here just showed us how the anchor was removed for him. And it also can be removed from us. Because, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. And it is his grace that moves me to cause me to do what I do. And I will not do it in vain. I'm going to be the very best that I can be. Anybody in here want to be the best that they can be? Anybody in here not ashamed of what happened on yesterday? I ain't going to focus on yesterday. I'm just going to praise God in my today. Anybody want to thank God for who he is in your life? Anybody going to give it to him right now? Realizing God did it. I wouldn't be where I am if God hadn't blessed me. God did it. He turned my life around. God did it. He opened up doors I thought couldn't be opened. God did it. He knocked down walls I thought were there permanently. God did it. Do I got a witness in God's house? Anybody want to praise him? Anybody want to thank him right now? Oh, what a mighty God. I'm here to tell you today, nobody did it, but God did it, my brother. God did it, my sister. I'm here to tell you now, I know you ain't happy about yesterday. Guess what? I ain't either. But I don't want to trip you up. But some of the stuff we did after we were saved. Now, I want you to know that all the enemy wants you and I to do is to continue to focus on our mistakes. And you know, there are some folk who know you now who will do their best to remind you of what you did since you was a Christian. And you know, we all got family members who hear you always saying, well, we got to pray before we eat anything, especially at the cookout. And you know, I'm up here hungry right now. You're talking about we got to pray. And now I look at what you done did. Oh, I thought you was one of them holy rollers who go to church. If you was all that, why you just did what you done did? Folk gonna call you on your mistakes. But the question is, how do you respond when you make them? Because truth be told, David committed some of his biggest sins after the Lord had promoted him and appointed him and anointed him. Moses had done such great things. But when he got to the wilderness and the folk plucked his nerves, he did something that was offensive towards God. Even in the New Testament, we got folk who fell short. Peter, after walking with Jesus all that time, denied him. After being with Christ. But you know what that tells us? We will all make mistakes. But what do you do after you've made the mistake? And that's what causes some folk not to reach their full potential, because we focus on what we did wrong rather than focusing on the one who can get us right, keep us right. So don't ever feel guilty in where you are in your Christian journey. You know there's some folk that started out with you and they fell off, drifted away. And like I said, and you started after some folk who were in the church and been there a long time. But God called you to be a preacher. God called you to be a whatever in the church. You ain't got to feel guilty because you ain't been there but a year and a half. Now I'm coming from my own personal experience. In my mid-20s when I came to Christ, and when I came to the church and before I gave my life to Christ, I knew God was calling me to preach. I couldn't answer it in my current state, but once I gave my life to Christ and Pastor Battle baptized me, I met with him a few weeks later and I told him what God was calling me to do. And when I went to him, I said to him, I just want to do it right. And then as I looked at all them folk who were in church who knew all the scripture and knew how to pray and knew all this, and here I am just in church maybe about a good 3 weeks. And I said, Lord, how are you going to use me when all these folk have been here before me? But you want me to preach. I ain't going to no Sunday school when I was a kid except when they made me. And I wasn't paying attention. I was waiting for it to end so I can go take my little nickel and go buy me some candy. I felt so unworthy. But the different scriptures freed me. It's in John 15 when God said, you didn't choose me, I. But somebody's going to be freed today by what we just read. But by the grace of God, I am. What is that saying? God did it. And since God did it, you are not going to waste it. You know why you're not going to waste it? Because you're going to use it to the utmost and be the best that you can be and glorify Christ in your life, because God, you didn't do it. I didn't do it. God did it. So before you go, that's why I had to share my story with you. I don't want you to think that I'm all that, because now you know I ain't. But for those who don't know me, I want you to know I ain't all that. But God is. And God did it. He did it for me. He's doing it for you. So I want you to use what God has given you and use it to the utmost. Be the best that you can be. Because as you're doing it, God's going to use you to bless somebody else. There's somebody that's lost. There's somebody that's hurting. There's somebody who's confused. And what the Lord is going to do is use what you have been through to help somebody else. Just like the sister gave her testimony when she stood up and Reverend Rose said, praise God, because somebody needed to hear it. God did it. When you know that you wouldn't be where you are if it had not been for God, that's enough to praise him. But he don't want you just to praise him. He wants you to go out to the vineyard, because the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. God needs some faithful laborers to work the harvest. That's why he called you up out of where you were and changed you. Even though you don't think you belong here, God says, yes, you do. Through his grace and mercy. God, let's go one more time. God,
yeah.
Almost everybody. God,
yeah.